This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out Made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000-square-foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the Combine demos each day at 11, but plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember. Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. PETA has found someone new to pick on for the moment. The organization, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, is urging a Nashville, Tennessee church to stop using live animals during their services. PETA sent a letter to Cornerstone Nashville after the church incorporated several animals into its Sunday back-to-school worship service. Pastor Galen Davis, the associate lead pastor for that church, use the animals, including a cougar, horse, lion, and ram, as teaching illustrations during his sermon. He linked characteristics of each animal to a biblical message. They were in cages as he preached. PETA charges that using the animals undermines what it means to be a good steward of God's creation, they say. From This Week in Agribusiness, it's difficult to follow the latest developments hour to hour in our trade disputes. And in case you've wondered about NAFTA, the negotiations are continuing toward getting a new North American Free Trade Agreement. To be sure, the Trump administration trade team has its hands full with the various trade skirmishes, but they are meeting this week in Washington with Mexican officials, including the chief trade negotiator for Mexico's new incoming president. With the Republican Party supporters hanging on his every word, the governor of Illinois at the Illinois State Fair told his audience he doesn't think it's just another election. Coming up in November, Bruce Rauner said it's one of the most important elections in Illinois history. The most important in his lifetime, he said. Today is Democrats' day at that fair. At Linton, North Dakota, folks are struggling to figure out what to do with the 200 horses Leo Kuntz cared for up until this week. Leo Kuntz was a lifelong bachelor who lived on the family ranch and tended a large herd of horses. He died last weekend following an accident he had while he was out caring for the animals. Leo, through the years, scraped by, never spending money on himself, but saving every penny to care for his herd of horses. And now, with the pasture grass drying out and a hard winter looming, his family and friends don't know how they'll care for the herd. His sister said they were his life. It's all he had. The story is much greater. You can read it on my Twitter account with a link to the Fargo Forum, Twitter, at Max Armstrong. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.